Hey guys, welcome back to Caffeine and Crime. Today we're jumping straight into the episode because it is wrap-up episode, so it's going to be a short one, very chill vibes. You can still grab your caffeine, but we're going to dive in and do a little recap on season 6. So if you're new here, hi, I'm Allie. This is my podcast, Caffeine and Crime, and we've been going for 6 seasons. So we just wrapped spooky season. Today we're going to be recapping that. So briefly going over each episode, I actually don't think I've seen any messages of missing anything from any of the episodes or anything like that. That's the case as of right now, but always feel free to message me on Instagram at Caffeine Crime Podcast. If I did miss anything from an episode or a case, you can always reach out to me there and I'll add it to the blog. Kind of went over it last week a little bit, but every episode has a blog so that you can kind of have a little bit of a visual while listening to the podcast if you are just listening to it. You can check out the blog and see the visuals. There will actually be a recap blog today that you can check out that has the links to all of the episodes from season 6. But yeah, if you're new, you will probably love this little brief recap so you can kind of see what haunted places we talked about during spooky season and go back to whatever episode grabs your attention. So let's jump into it. 10 different haunted places that has paranormal activity that we discussed this season on Caffeine and Crime. Episode 1 was the infamous Cecil Hotel. I feel like everyone at this point, especially after the Netflix documentary, knows about the Cecil Hotel. Located in downtown LA close to Skid Row, once a beautiful location and area that turned dangerous, haunted, and now vacant. From many deaths, disappearances, and serial killer residents, the Cecil is full of true crime. So, would you stay if it does reopen? And word on the street is that it may be reopening. They've been working on it for quite some time, and I don't know, possibly there will be a reopen. I wonder if it's going to be a whole rebranding, because the only update I really have besides that is the sad fact that they painted over the famous side of the building that said the Cecil Hotel. Like, it's so sad. Or it says Hotel Cecil. Oh, it's so sad that they painted over it. Oh, I don't know if you guys seen it or not, but yeah, I was pretty devastated seeing the news of that. But definitely check out the episode if you want to know more. If you don't know the stories of the Cecil and all of the guests that stayed at this very haunted hotel. Now, we did talk about a couple mansions this season. Episode 2, we talked about the Limp Mansion, which is actually very, very close to me where I live in Missouri. It is located in St. Louis, Missouri. It's named one of the top 10 most haunted places in the United States, but the history of the Limp Mansion is also very interesting while having many, many tragedies. So if you want to take a trip to St. Louis, Missouri, that is the episode for you. A lot of history there that goes into it, and like I said, some tragedies too. Anytime we go to St. Louis, I always want to drive by the beautiful Limp Mansion. We have another very infamous place, the Conjuring House, the official real Conjuring House where actual exorcism and poltergeist activity took place. Real life 18th century Conjuring House is called the Farmhouse of Horrors. We may know about the Conjuring movies, but this episode is the story of what really happened, what actually went down at the Conjuring House. So if you want to know, check out Episode 3 of Season 6. The first castle we talked about in Season 6 was the Corvin Castle. You can check it out in Episode 4. The heart of Transylvania is home of one of the most haunted places in Romania, Corvin Castle. Even though Corvin Castle looks like it's coming straight from a fairy tale book, its history is quite dark. Have you ever felt a little spooked while getting ready to board a flight? Well, you may if you take a flight from Denver International Airport. 26 years since its opening and many, many myths, legends, and tragic history, the Denver International Airport has a lot going on. Between talk of aliens, underground bunkers, a cursed horse, and even lizard people, you're in for a real treat and a History Pack episode if you check that one out. In episode 6, we went to a little trip to England, the beautiful Raham Hall, located in Norfolk, belonging to the Townsend family and on their property of 400 years. This mansion is also where perhaps the most famous ghost photo of all time has ever been taken. Have you seen it? Does the brown lady still haunt it? Who knew a gorgeous place with marble floors, stained glass dome, and columns and a lobby could be the most haunted hotel in Texas? Well, that is the Druskill, and it has many stories to tell with its many ghostly guests if you stay at the Druskill Hotel. Check out episode 7 if you want to know more about this haunted hotel. But if you love haunted castles and you want another one, we have the Edinburgh Castle. It's said to be one of the most haunted places in Scotland. Royal births, deaths, wars, and much more history are stored in this castle. If that isn't enough, Edinburgh has a colorful and gruesome past and is home to some of the most haunted places in the world. We talked about it in episode 8. Then there's, of course, Chicago, Illinois. Episode 9 was The Alley of Death, which is a very hard episode. It's a very tragic story, but have you heard of the Alley of Death? Couch Place today is an inconspicuous side alley, but it's also known as the Alley of Death because of the tragic fire that took place in 1903. When a theater struck fire and took 600 plus lives and left the alley a sight that no one would forget. Today, those who perished in the fire still haunt the Alley of Death. And to wrap up the season, we talked about the Meeker Mansion, Ezra and Eliza Meeker. Ezra, who was an American pioneer who helped drum up support for Western expansion. He was the starter of hop crops and really just spread like wildfire in the Seattle area. Really made a name for it. Even creating his own town, becoming mayor, building a mansion, settling down, and honestly living happily ever after, which was the perfect way to end out season 6. I hope you guys enjoyed this season. And if you haven't listened yet, I hope some of these brief descriptions enticed you to go back and give it a little bit of a listen. Now, while I had so much fun with spooky season, I always do. I love paranormal things. It's on my bucket list to start ghost hunting at some time. I would love to start it eventually and even film it. But I can say these seasons, spooky season every year, takes me so long. I think it's because I have so much going on around the holidays and we have to skip a week here and there. But I always start these around the beginning of October and then it doesn't end until so much later, and here we are on June of the next year, and I wanted to take a step back from it, so unfortunately, there won't be a spooky season this year on Caffeine and Crime this October. Now, I said last episode that I had these announcements, really exciting things, and I know that might not sound exciting. I know it doesn't. That is the only bad news that I have for you. I really wanted Caffeine and Crime to focus on true crime cases. It's more of a serious podcast. I never want to come off as taking things lightly. I'm always talking about real life stories and real life cases. And yeah, I think sometimes paranormal things and honestly other things that I would love to talk more about just kind of make it a little bit more, kind of dust in a little bit of humor, and I never want that to come across as vile whenever it's a podcast that I'm talking about real life people, victims, deaths, and just really tragic things. And although some of these episodes from spooky season include that too, I feel like there's a better place for it. So from here on out, Caffeine and Crime is going to just kind of strictly be my true crime podcast. I want to tackle current today cases, ongoing investigations, But I also want to bring back theme seasons. I mean, I think it's time for another serial killer season soon. Am I right? Also, there's other cases and themes that I'm really wanting to deep dive into. I think it'd be really cool to do different eras, do a whole season dedicated to just 90s cases, or, you know, cases that took place in just the 80s, so on and so forth. Like I mentioned, current cases, there's usually always so much going on, disappearances and other crazy things. But also, season 7 of Caffeine and Crime. I'm really, really excited about it. It's a season I've been wanting to do for a long time. It's going to be a hard, difficult one, but I think we've got this. I think we're ready. It's been a minute since we've talked about true crime. So buckle up. I hope you guys are ready for it. Make sure you bring a bunch of caffeine because you're going to need it. We're going to be deep diving into some very mysterious cold cases, and I am super, super excited about it. You can check out my Instagram at Caffeine Crime Podcast. Stay alert there for updates. I will be posting some sneak peeks of season 7 cold cases. Now, with the announcement of all of that, I wanted to say, since I've mentioned it over and over and over again, you guys probably have already kind of know from some of the hints here and there. I love paranormal things and ghost hunting and spooky season in general. So I wanted to make its own thing, its own platform. So I'm so excited to announce that I have a new podcast. I'm double dipping over here in the podcast world once again, and I'm a little nervous, a little scared about how I'm going to keep up with everything. But I do just want to say that I hope you guys jump over to the Instagram and follow me at the new podcast so you guys can stay up to date. If you like spooky season and you like my storytelling and all of that, check it out. I'm going to have the Instagram link down below. I don't have anything else up currently because it's a process, you guys. Right now I'm working on season 7 of Caffeine and Crime, so I kind of want to get things rolling with it. But yeah, this is the announcement of the new podcast coming very soon. I wanted a place where I could share a little bit more of my humor and be a little bit more lighthearted on things, because we do take things very seriously over here on Caffeine and Crime. And yeah, we're just gonna like let loose and have fun over there. Moving forward, Caffeine and Crime and the new podcast are both going to be available on all streaming platforms. I do want to put a little sidebar right here that it does take time with a new podcast to be accepted on all of the podcast platforms. So if it's not on yours immediately, your current that you usually listen to, stay tuned because it should be soon after it launches. I'm going to try to get it all set up, so hopefully it'll all roll out perfectly when it launches. But if it doesn't, then just stay tuned. I'm going to work my hardest to get it on all platforms once again. But you can also watch both of them on YouTube. Moving forward, season 7 of Caffeine and Crime and all of my new podcasts are both going to be on YouTube. I'm working out all the kinks, so stay tuned for that. But Caffeine and Crime already has a YouTube channel, so if you're interested in season 7 for that, watching it, you can already jump on YouTube and subscribe and be on the lookout for it. But yeah, I'm so, so excited. The new podcast, I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to bring, like I said, a lot of fun, humor, and, you know, spooky things. And with that is the announcement of its name. It is called Hella Spooky, because we're going to be talking about all spooky things. I say hella quite a bit. I used to more, but I would just say, like, when I was researching certain things, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so hella spooky, or that's hella spooky, or whatever. And I kind of made it into a little bit of like a joke. So I thought it'd be perfect to be lighthearted, humorous, and just overall fun. And yeah, I'm really excited. Like I said, it's going to be spooky season. So we're going to talk about paranormal places, haunted things, but we're going to also bring in some urban myths and legends, and we're going to talk about conspiracy theories and just I mean, any crazy, weird, spooky thing out there. So it's going to be very adventurous, very all over the place, but you know what? I'm here for it. Thank you guys again for another successful season of Caffeine and Crime. I really appreciate and love your guys' support. I know this episode was a lot in such a short period of time, but just know season 7 of Caffeine and Crime is right around the corner. Check out the Instagram at Caffeine Crime Podcast for updates on that of when a new episode comes up. But you can also hit the subscribe button to know or to be updated or alerted when a new episode lands on your podcast platform. Also, if you're listening on Apple or you have a way to review, I hope you leave a review. I would really appreciate it. I love seeing your guys' feedback. And yeah, stay tuned for everything. Wrap-up blog will be linked down below for this episode, so check that out as well. YouTube for Caffeine and Crime, I will have down below too, so you can subscribe and be on the lookout for season 7 there as well. And any other details regarding Hella Spooky will be down below as well. It's probably only going to be its Instagram, but you can still follow Hello Spooky Podcast on Instagram. And stay tuned for updates of when the first season of it is going to happen. But it's a little bit of a waiting game. I kind of feel like I'm jumping the gun on telling you guys it, but I thought it would be a really cool way to end out season 6 spooky season by telling you guys that it is coming back just on another podcast. So, yeah. I hope you guys are just as excited as I am. Again, thank you guys so much for the love and support of season 6. That is the main reason we're here today. It was another really fun, great season, but I am really excited to focus back in on true crime and let that live here alone on Caffeine and Crime. You guys are the best. I really appreciate if you listening to this whole ramble sesh, and I will see you guys very, very soon for season 7 of Caffeine and Crime.
Swerving through the night, got a million bitches and they're trying to hit my line, and I really wanna hit a mic.